Today, we're talking about my first experience with a life coach and how it was a giant scam. How's it going, everybody? Welcome to the Positive Mindset Podcast, where we use positivity to build a better mindset. My name is Henry G, and this is Eric.
Hey, hey.
And we've got another video for you today. And the first thing you may notice, if you're watching this on YouTube or Facebook, that we are standing. Figured we could bring a little bit more energy this way and just change it up from the squeaky chairs we're doing to sit in. That I don't know if you hear them, but I definitely hear them when we're talking. Yeah. So one of the reasons we wanted to make this change is, if you don't follow Eric's Instagram, check it out. He has some inspirational stuff in the mornings.
Put it right here.
I'll try.
Or in the comments.
It'll be in the comments.
He's the video editor.
I'll try to put it in the video too. You know, it's some really good inspirational stuff. And I was like, you know, trying to bring that energy here on the podcast. And he said, well, part of it is I'm standing. And actually, you're stretching all the time. But so he's standing when he does it. And so we figured we'd try it and see how that goes. So if we're not staring at the camera properly, I do apologize. But it's the first time.
Yeah. So if you like the new standing thing, let us know. Comment. Like the video.
Yeah, or don't.
Tell your friends.
Whatever, this is a lot of time. Wait, you burn more calories when you stand, right?
That's true, yeah.
How many more?
5 a minute.
Okay, here we go.
Is that scientific?
I need it. So, anyway, so today we're going to talk a little bit about goal setting, how we're going to implement that. I know that's been a common subject, but one of the things that we're always focused on, I think most of the people probably watching this video or in general, are like, what should I do? What should be my career, or what should I be doing with my time? Mm-hmm. And that's a question I ask for myself a lot of time, even though I am in a job that I like a lot, working for Gold's Gym, you know, repping it right now. I'm a general manager of a club, and so I kind of run all facets of the business. But still, you always wonder, like, what should I do next? You know, district position, whatever, you know, stuff like that. And so I ask people, you know, talk about the conversation. They always say life coach. And to me, that's such a, I know, it seems scammy, right? Like if someone's charging you to teach you how to do something, I don't know. It always seems really scammy to me. I guess, you know, you wouldn't think that of a teacher.
Yeah.
You know, true. But they don't make a lot of money. So maybe that's why you don't say that versus, you know, you see some of these. And maybe it's because there are scammy people that target people. And maybe that's why I think it. But I always think a life coach, probably a scam. But enough people said it must be something I should consider, so I am going to consider it, and so I'm going to hire one, and the one I'm going to hire is myself. So the first thing I'm going to do is I'm going to hire myself as a life coach and coach myself. I'm going to document it. I haven't decided how. I don't know if I want to document it on like this YouTube channel for people to see, or create like a separate page just specifically for that, you know, just to see like, okay, well, this is what I'm doing with my life, how I'm organizing it, and how I'm improving it. I think what I want to focus on is people bettering themselves. So I do that in fitness already, right? Mm-hmm. So I'll figure out that niche as I go through it, but I'll kind of make a third version of myself, like out of body version of myself, and coach it and see if I practice what I preach, how my life improves. So like I have a tangible thing to show people, and if it's good enough, then maybe, you know, someone would be interested in either purchasing what I did or purchasing one-on-one time. I don't really know how to monetize it.
And guys, so one of the major points I want to point out about this is right now, so he's thinking kind of career-wise, potentially life coach or something in that general vicinity. Right now, this is something we talked about last week. He doesn't know the answer. He doesn't really know how. I mean, not that I do, but you know, we don't know how you become a life coach. Doesn't know how to work. But that's not to say you can't start. Figure out something. Do something. Figure out, like, get some kind of system down. Some kind of something. You know, get your foot in the door, metaphorically, and you know, find a way to eventually kind of learn and teach yourself about what you want to do. So right off the bat, he can't say, okay, you know, I'm going to charge you X amount because I'm your life coach. And he has no, you know, experience doing it per se. So, you know, figuring out some way to start on what you want to do is a super important step.
Yeah. And so, figuring out how I'm going to do like the life coaching, I think about like, what is my like tangible skill? Like if you were thinking about like, what's the one thing that you could do that like you feel is like your most marketable asset, like what's your most good, whether like if you were a singer, and so being able to sing was your most marketable asset, or you were really good with numbers, you could look at numbers and figure it out. I think for me, the skills that I have and why I've been successful in fitness is I'm really good at painting a picture for somebody. So when somebody comes in and they have a goal in mind, well, the product I currently sell is fitness, so I figure out how that fitness is gonna help them achieve their goal. Mm-hmm. But during that process of them, you know, buying it, it's an intangible asset. It's not like going to the car dealership and like, I want this car.
Yeah.
It's gonna make me feel this way and stuff. Yeah. And you can go test drive the cars. This is completely like, there's nothing you could touch. I mean, you can test the equipment, it's you can do abstract. A workout with the trainer, but really seeing yourself that. So I'm able to paint the picture for them of like, okay, this is what you're gonna become. These are the changes you're gonna make to do it. And I do it in a small scale. I could actually probably go more in the depth, but there's no need to, because I can close the deal, you know, at a certain point. But if I was life coaching, I would go more in depth. Yeah. So I'm thinking if it's somebody like you're person A and you're looking for your Google life coach, guy in blue shirt. And so you find me and you say like, okay, Henry, like I just graduated college. I don't know what I want to do. I currently work a part-time job, or I haven't worked, or this is what I like to do, whatever. And then I would like to work with that person, help discover what it is that they want to do, and then develop a plan on how they get there. Mm-hmm. So I don't know what that means, right? Like, I don't know if that means I meet with them once, you know, and do like a hour-long Skype talk, which I feel like it would take more than just that to help somebody. But I got to develop some kind of program. So we figure out what they want to do, which I'm very good at getting answers out of people. You know, that's what I'm good at sell is kind of help them, you know, I help them sell themselves. So normally to be successful, you got to sell yourselves on yourself. Like the people that are accomplished the most, like if you know somebody that's very well accomplished, like you might say, well, they don't need a life coach. You know, that's what I always think in the back of my head is like, you think of like, you know, somebody that's really successful that you know.
That I personally?
Yeah, or just on Instagram or someone that people would know.
Bill Gates.
Okay, so Bill Gates, like, probably if you knew Bill Gates, like, all he talked about is what he wanted to develop. Or Steve Jobs, if you're going like that, where there are people like, they were one-track-minded on that one thing. So, no, they didn't need a life coach because they were, or at least they didn't need a life coach for success, business success. They were geared in on that one thing and just that's all they talked about and stuff. But most of us don't see it.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, we can't see what that one thing is that we can be obsessed about. Mm-hmm. And so we could use some development. Fortunately, you know, we're all alive in, you know, if you're watching this in America or, you know, pretty much, a new world country, you know, where it's not like you're living in a cave or something like that. You get to experience, you know, something great like this. Like, really get to become the person that you really want to, not the person you have to. We don't live in, you know, a time where there's like, you know, tyrants running all over the place and you're just trying to survive every day. Like, we live in a time now where your shelter's taken care of, your food's taken care of, so the experience you get to have is rather unique. You know, it used to be you had to do whatever it takes to survive. Now most of your needs are met.
Yeah.
So now it's like, okay, so I'm here, I'm experiencing this world and this place where this is the circumstances. You know, life isn't so hard right now. Mm-hmm. But I think that's probably why depression is higher and stuff like that, because there's not an immediate threat.
Yeah.
And so now you're left with even a bigger thought of like, what am I supposed to do now? And then most people can't find anything or find something that makes them feel good, so they, you know, they turn to depression. Mm-hmm. And so I think that's probably part of the reason why we're seeing it so much, because if you were like a really, if you suffered from depression in the past, but if you didn't get food, you were going to starve to death every day, then you didn't have time to deal with your depression. You're just trying to survive. You know, you're not dealing with your mind. But now we live in a time where we can do a lot with our minds and accomplish amazing things, but we can also accomplish nothing.
Yeah.
And so it creates the life coach or whatever.
Yeah. And so one of the big things that I keep like thinking to myself about and that we talk about a lot is like, yeah, you won't, like, at least in this experience we've got, you only have one life. So it's like, I don't know, to me it's like, do you really want to go to work every single day for the next 40 years? Like, maybe you like it, maybe you don't, and you retire and you're like 65 and you're too tired to do anything and you just go play golf. Like, to me, that type of life experience sucks. So from the perspective of a soon-to-be recent college grad who's got, you know, their whole life in front of them and currently they have a job or whatever, it's like, if I can have somebody kind of like unveil what's already within me, you know, so they can find my strengths, they can find my desires, they can find XYZ, and they can say, okay, So I see, or I can figure you want to do this, or like you want something in relation to this. Okay. Well, let's backtrack from there. Let's build out a game plan. Let's find out how to do that, and then we'll have check-ins every, you know, whatever it is, every month, every quarter, something like that, saying, okay, you know, this went well. This didn't go very well. I like this process. I didn't find this process to be very effective. And obviously, the kind of people that he could coach, and hopefully eventually I could one day coach in a similar aspect, are the people who want to experience a better life. Because some people are okay with just going to work every day and you know, 9 to 5, and that's their life. Personally, I don't really want that. I want to live life to the fullest. I want to experience everything that there is to experience, and I want to have an amazing, you know, fulfilling life. And if I go at every day with, I just got to go clock in and clock out, I'm not going to get there.
Yeah. Well, so, you know, that Joe Rogan has a pretty good saying. He says, you know, live like the superhero in your movie. Yeah. Be the hero of your movie. Yeah. So if you woke up today and you're you and it's your movie and you're supposed to be a hero or an action star or whatever, what would that person go do?
Yeah.
And then go be that. Mm-hmm. You know, because the only one that decides really who you're going to be in most scenarios, unless you're born into royalty or something like that, you know, actually, if you weren't born into success, then you actually have a better chance of experiencing something great than mm-hmm. someone that was built with it. Like, if yeah. you're a high, like, achievement person, I think the worst thing that you could have is being born under somebody successful.
Yeah.
Because then you're always going to be in that person's shadow, or everybody's going to say when you are successful, well, yeah, you were successful because yeah. of them. And so you have to deal with that. If you're somebody who doesn't have anything, like your parents didn't do anything for you, or, you know, just did the average or whatever, you know, your parents weren't Jay-Z and Beyonce, right? So like everything isn't like lined up for you, and you accomplish something, then you really get to experience building something.
Yeah.
Like in that scenario, like what Jay-Z got to experience. You know, he built something, and then he's going to leave a legacy for his kids. And his kids actually aren't really the lucky ones. He is. You know, he had the opportunity to overcome a bunch of adversity and experience yeah. all that. The kids aren't, you know, so they're going to come into an experience of, like, reverse. Like, they're going to have to, if they want to be successful, separate themselves. And so they're always going to be judged against what that person did.
Yeah.
And no matter what they do, well, if they choose a path that isn't money related, then it's going to be like, oh, they wasted all the money or whatever, or they were spoiled and they never did anything. And then if they choose a path that is money related, then they have to deal with the fact that, oh, well, their parents were successful, so that's how they were successful
yeah.
and stuff. So wherever you're at, you know, be thankful you don't have all that.
Yeah.
I used to think, it's a crazy thought, and I've gotten rid of it because it was probably one of the reasons why I wasn't making money. Like, you have to be accepting of all money. One habit I started doing is if I see a penny on the ground, I always pick it up. Either matter, a penny, whatever, pick it up, and then I like show gratitude for it. Like, thank you, universe, for putting this money in my path. Like, I'm super excited for it, and I put it in my pocket.
Yep.
I used to think that I didn't want to win the lottery because I am somebody that has aspirations of having, you know, achieving great wealth and stuff like that. I didn't want to win the lottery and then that be the reason why I was successful. So like, I was like, if I won the lottery and then even if it was like $10 million and then I turned it into $1 billion,
yeah,
in my head I'd be like, well, I was successful because of that, and so I don't really want to win the lottery. And so it's thoughts like that that just can set you back. So that's why I want to help coach people through things like that, you know, because I can see it from a third party yeah. and I'll be able to see myself when I put myself on a page and line it up, yeah, how we can guide that. But like, isn't that a crazy yeah. thing to think?
It is. And so kind of with that, the whole like idea of the thoughts that you choose to have, kind of going back to last week's episode, you know, kind of creating your reality and deciding the kind of life you want, and like, you know, what you accept as reality is reality, and you know, you can choose your thoughts and choose how your life's going to be. If you can have someone, like we were saying, from a third party perspective saying, you know, well, these thoughts are leading to this, because most people can't see the assumptions that they make. You know, that's usually like a big flaw most people have, or they can't really, like, it's very hard for people to point at themselves and say, like, you know, the thoughts I'm thinking are the reason that XYZ happened. It's super easy to say, oh, well, it was because of this person or because of that occupation yeah. or because of whatever. Whereas if you have someone coaching you from a third party perspective and saying, okay, well, it's quite apparent to me that you're experiencing this, or this event happened because of XYZ.
Yeah, and a coach is such a valuable position.
Yeah.
Like, why shouldn't someone aspire to be a coach? Like, yeah. maybe I'll figure out a better name than life coach because I feel like that's so trendy right now. But, you know, a sports team has a coach. But then you think about the individual athlete, they have a coach for the team aspect, they have a coach for the training aspect, they have a coach for the health aspect. So people that perform on top levels have influencers. Mm-hmm. You know, maybe they're not all called coaches, maybe they're called, you know, management or things like that, but they have experts. So people choose to be an expert in something.
Yeah.
And why not choose to be an expert in helping people achieve certain things?
Yeah, and live like their best life.
Yeah.
Because I think one of the other things that I'm slowly starting to realize, and that I certainly, you know, was a victim to earlier in life, is that I thought I could do everything by myself. I was like, I don't need anybody help or anybody's help. I don't want anybody to coach me. I can figure it all out.
Yeah.
It's like, and this is again where if you have someone else's perspective and they can look at you and say, are you serious? Like, people have figured out these problems that you're having right now. People have, you know, overcome these hurdles. People have experienced this exact same thing.
Yeah, they've already made that mistake.
Yeah. Why would you not want someone who's already done that to say, oh, this is what I did to advance through that. Let's see how this works for you. Instead of you spending 6 months on a problem that they could potentially help you fix in a week.
Yeah, that's a pretty common thing, I think. Yeah. That's something that I still struggle with, is like wanting to have a partner in a business. Because I think I immediately go to splitting the proceeds. I'm like, I could make all those proceeds myself versus splitting them. But then that's the reverse like thought. But you should be able to think, okay, well, I can deliver X. And then if I believe someone else, I can deliver Y. Then we're going to, 10X what we're going to do. Exactly. So we're going to be splitting.
There's synergy.
Like, yeah, we'll split the profits, but the profits will be 10 times as many because I got two people being able to accomplish things. You got someone else's contacts. You got someone else's influence. You got someone else's ideas.
Someone else's mindset.
Yeah,
you know?
So.
Because a lot of times you can trap yourself in your own thoughts. And again, going back to this third-party perspective, guys, this is another huge point why we always talk about, like, who your influences are, who your friend group is, the people you spend time with, like, you know, they're the ones that really influence your thoughts. And so kind of going back to the business partnership, if let's just say I'm super stuck on this idea and I have to, and it has to work and I have to do it this way, and I don't have anybody else coming to say, hey, have you considered this, this, or this? I'm just going to get stuck there instead of saying, oh, well, I could just, you know, take this other route and I'm going to get there much faster, or, you know, whatever the scenario may be.
Probably the biggest benefit I've gotten for working in fitness for 6-7 years now is I now know almost to a dot from when the person signs up, if I sign them up and spend that hour with them, the odds of them reaching their goal. Like, that's one thing I can identify now, is what traits or what things to look for when somebody joins. So probably from the time they join in the first week, like within that time frame, I could start probably betting money on these, like, horses on who's gonna win the race. Just because there's a select few decisions they make that allow them to do it. And one of the biggest ones is the ones that are open to influence, criticism, and then make those adjustments quickly.
Yep.
You know, almost everybody that joins the gym that I deal with that needs to lose weight, like, that's what they're, not needs to, that's their goal, right? Their goal is to lose weight. Nobody needs to do anything. But their goal is they wanna come in and lose weight. The person that, well, everybody has reasons why they can't do it, or why they haven't done it, or why they're able to do it themselves. But the ones where they will validly look at what you're telling them, see what their idea was, understand that what you're telling them is better, and replace what they were going to do and do that, I mean, are almost always successful.
Yeah.
You know, not that there's not a better way than what you're doing. Yep. You're showing them a proven plan.
Mm-hmm.
They have their idea that they got off Pinterest, or their friend told them, or whatever, the new diet and stuff. And it's like, okay, like, I know that keto, you lose weight, right? But I'm telling you from talking to you, listening to, like, your what you do for a job, what hours you're up, you know, what you've been eating in the past, that is not going to work.
Yeah.
You know, it may have worked for your friend and he lost 100 pounds in 3 days. I get it. But it's not going to work for you. So it's the same thing that I feel like we'll adjust in the life coaching, and then, you know, also just figuring out, like, what I want to do as a career. Like, that's my tangibles. I'm able to see something and then help somebody else see it too.
Yeah. And guys, let's connect one more dot here. So what he's saying is he's saying, here's an option. And this person, with their mindset, they are open to another opinion, and they can be objective, view the other opinion, see the value in it, and accept it.
Yeah.
Again, it's all about what you accept as reality, and what you, like, it's all in your mind and your mindset and how you think and how you view the world. And just, like, if, you know, if it comes to losing weight, if it comes to starting a business, if it comes to whatever it is, It's all up here. And if you can have someone who's objective looking at you from a third party view, like it's
gonna help.
Think about it. Be objective about this thought.
Or think about someone else where you see what they're doing wrong.
Yeah.
But I mean, with that, with people taking your ideas, that's how I know that's like something that's a tangible skill set I have, because most of those people, it's an hour argument. So that's where I know I'm good, because if you're still watching this video, if you've ever gone to the gym and tried the Jonah, and it's like a big box gym, so like a Gold's Gym or LA Fitness or 24 Hour Fitness, or you know, one of those ones that has like, you know, prominent process of how they get people in, right? Mm-hmm. They make money by selling personal training. That's how they make money. So it's a sales environment. So I know tons of people that are like, oh, I hate going to join the gym because it's like going through, you know, buying a car or whatever, they're going through this process, right? So that's something I deal with, you know, going through someone that they just want to join the gym. Like they just want that feel good, I joined a gym. That's gonna, you know, that's the excuse I can tell people now of the change I'm making, right? When people get on me about how I've gained weight, it's like, well, I joined Gold's Gym, you know, so I'm good. Mm-hmm. So I have to break that, and it's a brutal process. Yeah. I mean, going in, telling someone that they need to spend, you know, $2,000-$3,000 over the next 90 days to reach their goal when they're, you know, they're looking online before they come in to see how cheap our membership is, right? Like, what's your lowest membership price? You know, well, what's the least amount of goals you want to achieve? You know, so it's like, you know, that's what I deal with. So figuring out how to do that in a setting that I think is more whole to me, which in a life coaching section might be, mm-hmm. and it might change what it actually is, but you know, that's something I'm just really interested in doing, because in the end, if you're helping people, you shouldn't feel bad making money from it.
Yeah, I agree.
So, anyway, I know this was kind of like what I'm doing, so listen to me talk type video, but you know, it's been a long week. I got to go to Vegas with Gold's Gym. We did our GM convention and mixed it with the franchisees, so it was really cool seeing what the brand is doing across the world. You know, Gold's Gym has locations just pretty much everywhere. There's some really cool things coming up that they're gonna unveil, so it's kind of interesting seeing all that. First time in Vegas, but definitely a little jet lag getting back and just figuring out like what I want to do further for my career. I mean, you know, it's something that could, you know, work with Gold's too. It's not like I'm doing something that's completely outside of the realm of what could be done with Gold. You know, maybe that's something they incorporate in their brand, is like helping people, you know, more in a full functional area, not just getting you signed up for a membership or whatever, you know. So just, you know, thinking outside the box, and also thinking about personal development of how to achieve more and stuff. You know, Eric's got a lot. Maybe next video I'll let him rant about what he wants to do, and you guys can enjoy that since he made us stand. So we made it over 20 minutes standing. I think I feel pretty good. My back feels a little tight. We are kind of moving around. You know, hopefully I'll have facial hair back so I don't look so young in the next video.
Yeah, we're actually the same age now.
Yeah, dude, I'm 21. Just about to graduate college, you know, the world's my oyster.
Whoa, speaking of which, guys, next time you see me, not this episode, next episode, I will be a college graduate, so.
Hopefully.
we'll see how this last week goes.
Yeah, a couple studies, stuff like that, but if you did like the video, if you like the change of pace with the standing, please let us know. We're trying to improve. I know there's only a few people that are watching it right now, but hopefully one day the audience grows and is larger, and we just want to do whatever is more entertaining. You know, if you think maybe we should compress the videos, make it like 10 minutes, we could do that. If you like the longer content of just more of a show, you know, a lot more people are listening to us in the podcast, so if that's more convenient, definitely click the link below. That's there. I know it's there. Mm-hmm. You can listen to it no matter if you're on like iTunes or Spotify, whatever, you know, the program we use to upload it. It goes on all those things, and that gets way more plays than this. So it seems like people are more interested in listening it through the audio version. So if you do like that, you know, check it out that way. It may be more convenient for you. It is also on Facebook if you still use that. So we know the Russians are watching, so we appreciate all our Russian fans and all that. But if you did like the video, please give it a thumbs up and subscribe.
Comment down below what you guys want to see next time, and we'll see you next time.